and it's delightful to see everybody.
Yes.
And know that today we're diving again. We're continuing with our quantum wellness that we continue to talk about, but we're diving into the modalities now. And last time we talked a lot about the yoga positions that were tied to each of the chakras. Now we're diving into some different modalities, and today is all about one called quantum entanglement positioning. So we're kind of excited about it. It's something different and definitely powerful in this time when we want to improve our own health, but we also want to send our energy out and connect and send wholeness and healing to the world. And we talk about that a lot. This really shows us how that happens. So it's good for personal and good for connection as well. So it's going to be a very powerful time. And our meditation that we're going to go into now actually sets it up. So it's an experience of understanding quantum entanglement positioning through a meditative experience. So we hope you enjoy it. So are we ready to dive into the meditation? All right, let's just get comfortable. If everybody would put themselves on mute, that would be amazing. So then we won't hear noise. And there are some reflection opportunities throughout this meditation. So just let go with it and allow yourself to be aware of what you're experiencing, feeling. Just notice as you move through this during the reflective time. So we just invite you to get really comfortable now and welcome you to what we like to call the sacred space of higher consciousness, which is where we are right now. And we're going to discover our empowerment and our connection. So just get comfortable and begin to be aware of your breathing. Cleansing breaths. And be aware of what you're feeling when you breathe. As you inhale, what do you notice? Feel that cool air fill your lungs. Exhale gently through your mouth. And just release any tension, any stress that's been going on at all. This is your opportunity to just be in this now moment. Allow your breathing to become a gentle rhythm, confirming your deeper relaxation.
Now bring your attention to the space within you. Your inner universe, which is a part of the vast quantum verse, a cosmic web of interconnected energy. And so imagine a single perfect point of light glowing softly at your center, filling your center. And know that this just isn't any light. It is the essence of your cosmic beingness, a pure energetic core. And as you continue to focus on this light, see it begin to. It splits into two identical points of light. They are you and they are distinct, yet they are still profoundly connected by an invisible, unbreakable thread of cosmic energy.
Feel the connection between these two points of light within you. They are perfectly intertwined, a mirror of one another. As one point of light pulses with energy, the other pulses in perfect synchrony. When one expands, the other expands. These two points of light within you are a single system no matter the distance between them.
In your mind's eye, see these two points of light within you begin to move apart. One stays at your center, your anchor. The other begins to drift, moving away from you. So see it traveling further and further and further beyond your body. Beyond the room you're in, beyond the building where you are. It travels across the landscape outside, into the vast open sky above you. It soars past the clouds into the infinite darkness of space beyond.
Even though this second point of light is now far away, a great distance separates them, these two points of light you have, but you realize the connection remains. Feel that thread of energy, vibrant and alive, stretching across the cosmos. It doesn't weaken, it doesn't fray. It is instant and timeless. No matter how far apart these two points of light are, what happens to one instantly and effortlessly affects the other. There is no delay, no barrier, just a single unified dance.
So take a few moments now to simply experience this connection. Notice the feeling of being linked to something so vast, so distant, and yet so intimately a part of you. Take just a few moments to recognize that connection. This is one of the cosmic truths of your existence in Skin School. You aren't a solitary island, but an intricate part of a great interconnected universal web of wholeness.
And now, very gently, begin to bring that distant point of light back to your inner light. Feel it easily traveling the great distance, effortlessly returning to you until it merges once again with the light at your center. Home. You are whole.
Now take one more deep breath. And as you exhale slowly, begin returning to an awareness of this present moment. Notice and celebrate the truth of your beingness. Continue to feel your body, and when you're ready, simply open your eyes and take a moment to stretch and greet this amazing group with your smile.
Oh, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back from quite a journey. And Marion, hi, thank you for joining
Good
us.
morning,
It's good
Mary.
to see you. Yay. Oh, all right. Welcome back. Anybody want to share anything you noticed, felt, or experienced during that meditation? How was it for you? Mark, thank you.
I was blown away, to be honest with you, by that, because at the beginning, I found myself being aware of the light within, then that other light disappearing. And I now found myself following the light that went into the universe. So I was with that, but aware of the fact I was still with the other light as well. So it's like I was aware of both. And then I realized that I was also aware of everybody else's light that was around as well.
Oh, wow.
So everybody was, and I found myself thinking, hang on a minute, that isn't really a separate little light that goes off. It's basically all one big global light. And it was, it's not just an individual light. It's, I don't know how to put it in words really, but it came with a coolness, like a feeling of, okay, there is no separation and everybody's linked up. It's like all the light bulbs in a home, you know, are all on the same circuit. So it's like, it was a really weird feeling, but it was like okay feeling, but it was definitely a weird feeling. Yeah.
Interesting. I love it. I love that you were became aware of other points of light that were also there. That's interesting. Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you, Mark. Allie and Rick.
So I had a really strong connection between what I'll refer to as my local consciousness, so my skin school consciousness, and a universal consciousness. And in that universal consciousness, I experienced a few connections. And one of them was to beings in other potentially even universes, not a direct connection, but feeling at one with a universal consciousness, which in my mind's eye during the meditation were beings that were in other universes. And then I had a connection with my dad, and it was just a real warmth of like that light connecting with him ethereally. And then I had a really interesting one. My brother passed away, I think it was January, and I had a connection with him. And in that connection, he let me know that he's actually part of my and our soul group. And so I had a beautiful connection with him. And since he passed away in January, I haven't had any connection or any feeling of connection. But it was kind of like, hey, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm part of your soul group, and I'll be seeing you again.
Interesting.
Wow. Now
Yes.
that's wild. Isn't that interesting? This is so fascinating what you all are experiencing. I love this. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Allie. This is really interesting because just the individual personal connection is a different thing that we weren't really recognizing would happen. So that's cool. Okay, all right. Thank you, Renee.
I don't know that I connected on a personal level, but what I saw was that when you were talking, you went away.
Well,
Hang
we
on.
can still see you,
Oh,
so
there we are.
yeah,
There
go
we are. Okay, well, I have to see you too.
ahead.
The light was centered. I had to work at getting it to be white. I kept thinking you were trying to get this to be a white light, and I wasn't seeing white. And so I had to work at that. And then, as you're separating us, I'm watching my light stay here and it's going out this way. And as you're talking about going over continents, I thought, no, I'm out here in the universe. I'm not on ground anywhere. And the light would come back and cross over and go this way and then kind of disappear and then come back and cross over my light in another direction, in
Interesting.
another spot, until all of a sudden I just thought, you're always connected, always.
Interesting.
And when we brought the lights back together, it was white and very, very bright is not the right, it's not a good enough word
I know.
from what it was.
We're at the place where words, they don't exist to
It just,
describe what you experience. I can sense that coming
I
towards you.
actually had a hard time coming back.
Interesting.
I liked it out there.
That's great. And you went straight out, right? I mean, you were out there right from the beginning. And it's interesting because I'm looking to see. I don't think we ever said white.
No,
Light. We just said light,
light.
but you just in your mind heard white and thought it should be white,
Maybe.
which is interesting.
Well,
It ended up white, which is really cool. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I love that.
yeah, that's good.
So what a great experience. And yours played. I mean, like it
Yeah.
showed
Oh,
from
yeah.
everywhere,
It
which is
was like
different. Yeah, different experience.
making geometric angles to the whole.
It was doing sacred geometry. What it was doing. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's cool. Yay. Diane.
When we were, I also somehow heard white light too. So, not
Interesting. Well, we
the
talk about a lot about
only
white
one,
light when we talk about soul chakras.
but what really came to me was when you started to talk about the string in between. When my husband had passed away for about a year, I felt this kind of string going from my heart and out. And I eventually had a dream where it was kind of like the recognition that he is gone, and that string disappeared. But so that's what came to mind. And then I started thinking about, that string between the two lights and how it is that connection to spirit. And when my light was out in the universe, it's like I could see, like the swirls of galaxies and myself in the chair, and like this dual reality kind of thing, that both things happen at once. So that was really cool. And about the connections, it kind of brought me to when in the Journey of the Soul book, you talked about our groups and our clusters, and so that's kind of what I thought about with that, and how the strings kind of move together and come together and stuff like that. So it was very nice, and it gave me a moment to think about that that continuous, always present duality of my own spirit and my skin school existing at the same time.
Right. Yeah. And that's what's so powerful
That's what's
is
happening.
that we are here in skin school and we are part of that cosmic consciousness as well. So being able to bring that together, thank you for describing that so well.
And Diane, what you just explained, Sarah and I calls that, all of us have it, a cosmic umbilical cord.
Yeah.
That's what creates the correction, the connection.
Yeah.
And it's always there. It's always there. It connects us for sure.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes, thank
Thank
you.
you. Allie, Rick?
I just wanted to comment on the color. I didn't hear you say any color. And being the purple girl, I immediately like tried out lavender, and it didn't work for me, so I just let it flow to what color was going to come in, and it was a very warm amber. And that very warm amber was this, beautiful warmth, beautiful flame that extended out into the universe. And so I just kind of let it flow, and that's what came up for me color-wise. And it reminded me that a lot of times when we do meditations, my mind goes to where it standardly goes, and then I take that deep breath of letting go and let it flow to whatever. And I don't mean just color in general, to what my heart and soul are picking up.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Allie, because what that reminds us is we very often try to make things happen instead of being open to allow it to happen. And it's kind of like when we come up with our white stone word for the year, when we do the white stone and come up with a word for the year. The hard part is allowing all that. It's this word, it's this word. No, I want this word. And let go through that and then let it go and be open to the word that actually comes. So that's powerful that you could do that so quickly that you recognize this is what I wanted. Oh, well, it's okay. And you just got to let it go. That's great because then you quickly move into that state of whatever happens, I'm open to it and I allow it. And that's
And
awesome.
you're exactly right with the white stone, is every year when we do that, I come in with my word, and almost always it ends up not being that word.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to allow the time in meditation experiences for that reflection. Because if we just come in and say, I already know my word, then I don't need this. And I'm going to get on with it. Let's get on with diving into the word. And yet, oh man, that wasn't even the word I wanted. And I needed a
Yeah.
different word. And so allowing that time is so powerful. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Cool. Yay. Mark.
Now, Mark.
When you mentioned the word umbilical, I don't know where it came from. I think it came from many years ago when I used to go to a spiritualist church, and they used to talk about the silver cord.
Yes.
And I don't know whether there's any validity in that at all, if that makes sense. But it makes sense in a way, because they say that that's what our connection is while we're here, to the universe, I suppose. And then when we die, that silver cord is severed, and we drop back, or drop back. I don't know whether that's the right way. All these things are really awful, aren't they? Because you're trying to find words to describe something which isn't really describable, is it? I mean, it's. I think deep down we know, don't we?
Yes.
We're just getting it into sort of words. So yeah, I'm just thinking about that silver cord.
That yeah, right, and I think that's a really nice description, and that it fits. It's used a lot for that metaphor of our connection with cosmic consciousness and. And people who do so, who want to do soul travel kind of things talk about you don't want to lose the silver cord. I always talk about Bill. I hang on to the root of his cord because I don't want to let him get too far out there. I'm his grounding, if you will. So, yeah. Marion and then Sally.
I was just thinking of like anything I've read about out of body experiences, that cord connection thing. It was like the very first one I read was like Shirley MacLaine, and she talked about that when she had her first out of body experience. She was sitting in a jacuzzi and when it happened, and she talked about that connection, you know, that gave her a lot of confidence about not floating away from, you know, forever. But anyway.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And it's a visual way for us to, for our skin school self to have that confidence and that security to be okay with allowing ourselves to go because we know we have that connection. Yeah.
I think it may have been the Masons that brought us the silver cord terminology. I'm not sure. Sounds like something they came up with.
That could very well be. Yeah. Interesting. Thanks, Marion. Sally.
It's funny how I think just another way, I believe the universe birthed us as we birth our children, and our connection is the DNA all over. So for me, it's an energetic connection to everything through that. So
Yes.
I was just thinking it's a totally different way. I guess the cord, I used to think of the cord, but now I think of it this way. So
And
it's
that
just
works
me.
too. Yeah, that works too. And that's what's so interesting about sharing after the meditation, why we love to do that, because people will experience it differently. And there's not a right or wrong. It's just another way to experience what happened. And so
Rabbit.
never sit there and say, wow, I didn't do it right because I didn't experience XYZ, but rather, oh, my experience was different. And that way we get to share the different ways to see it. Yeah.
I
Thank you.
didn't think of it as right or wrong. I just,
Oh, I know you didn't, but sometimes people get that thought. They think,
Oh, okay.
and that's why I'm glad you shared that because it shares a different experience, and people can realize, you know, there's a lot of ways we go through this, and it all comes together. It brings that same feeling of connection and oneness, which is what we want from that, and a connection of our human self with our higher nature, with the cosmic connection. That's really what this was all about. And that whole idea of being able to be anywhere and still be here at the same time, and we're connected. And it's just totally one. It was cool. Yeah. Thank you, Sally. Renee.
And you're talking about this cord, and my experience did not have a cord.
That's okay. Yeah.
I was free to go just anywhere I wanted. I wasn't connected with anything except that light that was directly ahead of me.
So there was a connection. You just didn't see it as a cord. It was an energy connection, kind of what Sally's talking about. It's
Yeah, I
energetic
guess.
connection.
And so it's one thing is that I was never declared dead. I was in a coma, but I was not dead. And I always thought that with everybody else that was having these golden cords and stuff going around them, I thought maybe it was a dream. I cannot to this day convince myself it was a dream.
No, of course
Oh
not. We
yeah,
know
it
better. Yeah.
was real and it happened, and I don't know about the cord.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's just a visual. People see things and experience things differently. And but you knew it was you, and you knew you were
Oh, I
connected.
knew it was me.
And that's the
And
key here. It could be energy, it could be visually with a cord, it could be a sound, like a tuning fork, and the two different points have the same, you know, when you click, they connect. So we have different senses that come out depending on who we are and how we experience a situation.
and dreams are real because they're one of our five senses.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
They just we, the
that's
where words
scary.
get in the way again. Because words, we use the like placebo and dream. The way the words have been used aren't the same as the way we use them in this group, right? Like when we talk about placebo, it's a powerful, positive thing. And yet you'll hear people say, well, it's just a placebo. Like it's nothing. Well, if somebody's cured with it, I think it's pretty powerful. You know?
And it's been
And
proven to be
so,
something, yeah.
yeah, words are tricky. So it's more to go with the experience you have. That is real.
That's real.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. Cool. Rick and Allie.
So I just want to share the cord thing didn't work at all for me. It felt being tethered. And so mine, I talked about those two amber, lights, and they were just shooting beautifully at each other, but there was no binding. It was just the amber light from in my heart was beaming out into the universe. And then the amber light, the second one, was beaming back. But again, this was one of those things where I was like, okay, cord doesn't work. Let's just let it flow. And that was where the beam of light just was beaming back and forth.
Perfect. Yeah, which is more
It
exciting.
felt non-binding, it felt open.
Right.
And for me, consciousness itself is a connection. That's what works for me.
Yeah, for sure. Renee? Thanks, Allie. Yeah.
Along with Allie, this meditation, I did not have a cord either. But in when I was sick, I there was no cord. So I don't relate the two, though. I mean, there was a
Right. That's okay. It
Yeah.
was a different experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you think about it at a deeper level, Renee. And just think about this for a minute. We in meditation, we had two points of light. Well, we started with one point of light, and that was you. That was the core of your being. Then it
Right.
split, right? And the one traveled and the one stayed. Well, that's exactly what happened when you experienced that near-death experience, is you were here, but you were traveling. And the you that was traveling was the one that was watching what was going on. Instead of in the meditation, it was the you in here that was observing what was going on.
Oh,
The difference. Does that make sense?
yes, and it ju you just sent chills up my arms. Yes, that did make sense.
Which is why it's a near-death experience, because it's very close to that place where we leave this part. And it merges. It doesn't, you don't bring that back here. And like when I think when we make our transition, this one goes there and connects. I don't know. I'm just thinking of that now. But
Yeah.
it makes sense to me that we had you come back here and you were home here. But when we make our transition, we're home in cosmic consciousness.
Yeah, and in my or whatever it
Guys,
was,
yeah.
my grandmother was there, but she was there telling me she kind of, I'm headed for that light. And I felt as though I was going at the speed of light to get there. And all of a sudden, she was just there in front of me, stopped me like this. And I didn't have that experience with this one.
Well, yeah,
Yeah,
this would be
this
different.
is
Yeah,
different.
because we wanted you to come back
Okay.
here.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely wanted you here.
And just so you guys know, we're at home in both places, in both experiences, because we're all about consciousness. And people who have had, you may know some people who have had OBEs, out of body experiences in the hospital, where they're
What
watching
Renee
the
had. Yeah, that's what she had.
I think that's what happened.
game, operating on them, and that's what we're talking about here. So consciousness is our home, and our physical bodies are a garment we wear temporarily in skin school. That's all. That's the connection, and it's a cosmic connection.
Yay. Thank you. Wow. Cool, Sally.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to get the connection of this and entanglement, the meditation. And for me, I was thinking that it would be just purely energy and consciousness as far as the entanglement goes. So I was trying to find the connection with that, with the meditation. For me, it was confusing. So I
Okay. Is it making sense now? Starting to make sense
Yeah,
again?
I'm starting to put things together. Yeah. And it's just all a matter of how individuals process.
Right. Yeah, really. And what words we use, because the words
That's correct.
help or get in the way.
And
So
sometimes words usually get in the way. It's the conscious, the feeling. Okay, thank you.
and like looking at our, this is why we use a script when we do these kind of meditations, because it's useful sometimes to hear what people say, because we don't always hear
Yeah.
What exactly was really said, like the light. We never said white. And we actually said a thread of energy is what we called it. So some people interpreted that as a cord or a thread, and others interpreted it as energy. And the phrase opened it up to either.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, because I'm thinking, wow, how do people have such different? And then I thought, And we did kind of describe it more thready than energetic, but it was called a thread of energy. So that's cool that you all interpreted it, whatever worked
Yeah.
for you, which is
Well,
what matters. Yeah.
for example, Einstein called it a spooky action at a distance.
Yeah. To me, I love that. That's the best
I
definition
do
in the
too.
world.
That's how he described
Because it really
it.
is spooky. It's spooky that you could be very aware of that light in here and
Yeah.
very aware and fully present with the light out there
Right.
at the same time. So eventually we'll learn how to do that with our physical body. I think that's what teleporting is all about. We'll get there. Or bilocation. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Okay, Mark, and then we're going to do a couple of actual experiences here together.
Just a couple of quick things that came into my mind. One was that we're talking about, are we talking about a, like a universal awareness, really? But we're totally aware of all this stuff going on at the same time. And the other thing, I don't know why it crept in, but the idea of a homing beacon, or a beacon generally. An energetic beacon. So, you know, we're here, but we're also, I think when we sort of kick the bucket, as the expression goes, when find ourselves you know, attached to a homing beacon. I think you're right. I think a lot of this stuff is our frequencies
Yeah,
or
your
and
connection.
it's all, you know, and years ago, I was involved with aircraft and things like that from a radio point of view. We used to get the instrument landing systems where, you know, they send out a frequency and the aircraft locks into that frequency and it gets drawn onto the airfield. And it's all to do with the homing beacon, really, at the end of the day. So I don't know where that all fits into my.
Sense though, because we're connected to it. No matter what happens,
Yep.
when we need it, we can get there.
And what's
Get
interesting,
back.
folks, another way of interpreting and what you just said, Mark, there's a here beingness and a there beingness. Both of them are our beingness.
Yeah.
Think about beingness.
Yeah.
Both of them are us being there or here. So it all fits. Just different ways of interpreting it. And when
Yeah.
you look before we move to what Cheryl was saying. The entanglement quote that Sally just gave us, and as you
Yeah.
know,
She might need to share it again because everybody wasn't here.
okay, we'll let her
Yeah.
do that again. Quantum physics birthed the term entanglement. That's how they described it. Is there another term we can use besides quote unquote entanglement? Sounds a little bit negative when you think about it, something being
Like
entangled.
tangled hair.
Yeah, like tangled hair or something. How about universal connectivity or interconnectivity or cosmic at-one-ment? You know, those kind of terms also explain it, and probably a little bit more soothing than quite, you know, quote unquote, being entangled with something, because our consciousness, because we have a particular consciousness that we do. In our human being forms, our consciousness has a wherewithalness because it's connected to the cosmos. We can take our consciousness anywhere we want, anytime we want, in whatever form we take. That is our wherewithalness. That is who we are. It travels with us. And that's what past lives journeys are all about, too. Once upon a time, we were that, but now, you know, look at the folks here. Now we're this. And they're still both us.
which really connects with the whole concept of quantum wellness, which is why we changed it from quantum healing to quantum wellness, because that's where we want to focus. And it's that absolute wholeness that is the truth of who we are at level of consciousness. And that who we are here, we can connect with that and be that, even though we may be dealing with things here. And I think that's why this is one of the modalities tied to quantum wellness, is because quantum wellness is not just an individual personal humanness kind of thing. It's a consciousness of wellness that we want to embrace and be, which ties in with what Bill was saying.
Imagine what the wasp, let's see, what state was that in?
Oh, was it Arizona? No, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
If you heard about the wasp in South Carolina who were found in a nuclear reactor, and they were living contaminated with nuclear energy,
10 times what
yeah, 10
they should
times
have.
normal, that would have killed anyone, and yet they were flying around beings, if you will, highly
Active.
contaminated beings,
Literally active.
and they were able to make that work. Now, what does that say to us as we look at that kind of nuclear energy? If a wasp can do it at some point in time, can we also do it? Anyway, just a thought.
Okay, we got two more quick comments, and then we're okay. After we got Renee and Diane, then we're actually going to experience a thing. Okay, so Renee first.
Okay. Instead of entanglement, wouldn't enlightenment be a better word?
That might be the result.
Once you're entangled with, if you want to look at it entangled,
The enlightenment is more
you're
thought.
entangled because you are becoming more enlightened.
Well, and if that works for you,
Yeah.
that's fine.
I would say enlightened is the result. Entangled is the where you how you are the visual expression of how you are. The connection creates, when we're aware of it, it creates the enlightenment for sure. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great insight, Diane.
Just real quick, the wasp, that's really cool. I didn't know that happened in South Carolina. But they didn't
Purple.
know. They didn't know they weren't supposed to be able to do that.
There you go.
And much like the bumblebee and Mary Kay, this was a big thing that the bumblebee's wings, according to physics, they shouldn't be able to fly, but they don't know that. So they're fine. They
Great
just go about what
example.
they were born to
Yep. So how much of what we are unable to do is because we just think that we're unable to do it, right?
Because humankind, folks, and you already know this, we have not been in this incarnation and even past incarnations on planet Earth, we haven't been taught this, what Diane just suggested. We haven't been taught the true nature of us. Why? For many reasons, but probably for control, to control us, that folks don't want to know. Of course, the folks that also control things probably don't know this either, because they're not, use the term that Renee just mentioned, enlightened, that kind of thing. But all that together is enmeshed, entangled, if you will.
And mesh, there's another good word.
So there's a lot that we don't know that we can do, that if we just trust the cosmos, it's going to help us get there.
Like the person who can, in emergency, pick up a car.
Yeah.
You know, we've all seen on the news where somebody's done that, and then if they tried to do it again, they can't because they forgot that they weren't able to in the heat of the moment. We do things we can't even imagine.
Now,
Yeah.
and the
Or,
bees are just being, aren't they?
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another way of looking at that
Oh.
is that, there's a lot that we don't know, but there's also a lot that we can simply
No.
know.
We
And when it comes to dogma, that's what Cher and I immediately say, NO. Not a good place to be, anyway.
Okay, as we get ready to move into a couple, I think we don't need to do that because we've pretty much covered that. We're going to move into some two activities right away. This is all on the handout that you'll get, so you'll have it to play with. But we thought it would be fun to actually play with a couple of things here. I can't even remember what I was getting ready to say. It was something very, oh, Sally. I wanted Sally to read the quote again that you read us at the beginning. She found a quote and it really sums up everything we've talked about. And we just thought it was really cool. So would you share that one more time with now that everybody's here?
Okay. According to quantum physics, a particle vibrating due to your sound when you speak can affect a molecule inside a star at the edge of the universe instantly. This phenomenon is known as quantum entanglement. The greatest illusion of this universe is the illusion of separation. That's the part I love.
I love that. And you know, we used to say that when we had a church and we were doing meta spiritual interpretation of scripture. And we would always say that, yes, you could say that Jesus saved you because he saved us from that experience, saved us from the illusion of separation. We used to actually say that. And so that's kind of a kickback to now where we are now, how we view it, which is even broader and bigger. But I love that quote. I
And of
think.
course, as you learn more, one of the questions we had a little bit later is that the personality of quote unquote Yeshua, Jesus, really exists.
Okay, we're not going to go
I
there.
know, we're
I
not going to
shouldn't
go
have
there.
even brought that up. But it just that phrase was so much a part of how we used to talk about how you make the movement from traditional belief to the meta-spiritual belief is just to reframe what it means for you. And that was such an example we used. So I just love, didn't even know, I didn't know anything about quantum physics at the time, but that's really what we were saying was that whole connection. All right.
Never
Thank
thought
you.
of it that
Thank you
way.
for sharing it. Appreciate it.
Yes,
Okay.
all of
So, hey, Julia Ann, hi, welcome. Good to see you. So we're into quantum entanglement and we've had a great meditation discussion and talked about it. So now we're going to do two of the actual activities that fit this modality. One, the first one we're going to do, and you'll get all the directions for this, okay?
Yep.
But right now, we don't want you reading it. We just want you to experience it. So, and we're not going to do it in the full length of time you normally would. We just want you to know what to do and how it works. So, the first one is an individual one. It's one that each person can do. You can do this anywhere on your own. And it's a visualization different than what we, a little different than what we did in the meditation. What this one is designed to do, it's called quantum connection visualization. And it's actually helping you recognize the other people that you're connected with. You know, our meditation in the beginning was very much one-on-one. It was about you, although several of you expanded that already into what's coming now. Because do you ever worry about loved ones? Yeah, or what's going to happen? Or you worry about your own future and what's going to happen, or your health, things we worry about. This is a particular that's very detrimental to your wellness. And so this particular experience or activity is really good for this. So just think about one person you really care about right now. Just get somebody in your mind. They don't have to be anything you're worrying about or anything, but just think about a person that you care about. And we could even use this group, but we're going to do our group later. So think about that. Okay, so we're just going to lead you through it. All right. So we'd like everybody to just get really comfortable for a minute and close your eyes. Kind of like we're getting ready for a meditation. All right.
Now imagine a web of light connecting you to the people you care about. And a light that also connects you to the natural world around you at the same time. And visualize these connections as glowing threads of energy.
Now, as you have that vision in your mind, we're just normally you would do this longer, but we're just going to take about 30 seconds or a minute. As you breathe in, imagine drawing positive energy through all these threads into your beingness. And as you exhale or breathe out, you are sending love and gratitude back through those connections. So draw in positive energy, knowing you're connecting yourself with people and the universe. And as you exhale, you're sending love and gratitude back. And now just envision love, pure love, flowing from you, surrounding and enveloping everyone in your visualization in this moment. And then bring your awareness back to your center. Take another deep breath and rejoin this here, now, present moment with this group. And when you're ready, open your eyes when you're back here fully present. We do encourage you to come back to this full moment here and present. And that we did that often much quicker
Very
than we
quickly,
would have, but if Rick, you had a comment?
be
Wait,
somewhere
wait, wait,
else.
say it again.
I said something mute. Oh.
Now you're off.
Now I was busy somewhere else. You asked me to come back and then it clicked in.
Oh,
So.
okay. You were still. Sorry to bring you back so abruptly. Sally.
Yeah.
I do this very similar thing every morning after I finish my meditation. I go into
Oh.
everybody here. And what I do, it's a huge light from my heart, and I picture the person and then their heart and the lights meet, and I'm sending energy that way. And so that's what I was kind of doing. I switched to that because I couldn't picture, I picture what I do in the morning,
Okay. Yeah, we asked you to do something different with this one. It was different. And we're interested on what people's experiences were. So yours was you switched back to what you normally would do, which
Well,
is.
I started out with this, but my brain kept switching back to the other. I was
Oh,
wondering if anybody felt anything because it was coming to everybody.
how nice. All right. Good. I'm sure people did. They've
Okay, anyway.
Thank you. Okay. Diane.
When we were talking about the entwinement, and the kind of the cause effect, it reminded me of like the butterfly effect, you know, kind of thing. So when I started visualizing, it was like I had this clump of friends over here, and I had this clump of family over here, and then it started, and then I was like, I felt like I was missing pieces, and I was like, you find and connect, and then can almost organize these into, I started to organize them into like butterfly wings. And so that like my really good friends and my family were kind of the back wings of what I would perceive to be direction. And as my front wings are beginning to grow with, you know, further relationships, that is more of the flight. So I had this whole kind of metamorphic feeling of I'm coming out of that caterpillar crystal kind of thing and starting to understand how to build the wings. So that was really cool. Thank you.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love how that ha I love the way you described it, how it unfolded too. That was interesting because it started as clumps, separate clumps, and all came together beautifully. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Rick and Allie.
So I guess I'm the spiritual rebel today, because what I heard you say was to connect to a particular person And so I immediately, of course, started connecting to the person next to me, but I'm like, wow, this is restrictive. And so, kind of like Sally, it first expanded to all the people that are most important to me in my life. And then it expanded to the people in these boxes, and it kept expanding. It wasn't limited to one person. And I was just feeling that cosmic connection, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger to bigger groups of people. So again, the like focusing on the one person just wasn't working for me, and I'm like, okay, let's move on. We're going to go bigger than this.
Yeah, that's great. Because actually, the activity is pretty much for people that you care about. But, trying to make it very simple for an easy time, we should know better than to try and make it simple for easy for this group. You all are already at a level where that's not, you're ready to take that big group on anyway. But we knew we weren't going to do it for very long a period of time. So it's incredible to me how quickly you're able to do this, how quickly you all were able to just expand that. And I mean, when you it takes you longer to talk about what you did than the time we spent doing it. Think about that. Isn't that amazing? I just think that's it's like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah,
Rick,
Rick.
while we're in your box.
Since I'm in the same box, but I'm out of the box. I heard about the connection, but I went back to where that light was far away, and then I was not here. And then when you said my name, something like, "Oh, time to come back," it clicked. But it was
Interesting.
interesting because I was not here, so it was good. I enjoyed that.
Didn't mean to shock you back
Yeah.
here. It's
No,
like,
I was literally not here. I was
well, you have
literally
the near
not
death
here.
experience. It's when you get that clear.
When I looked over at him, and not only like were his eyes closed, I had this sense that he was elsewhere.
Oh, wow. Oh, isn't that interesting?
That's where he went. Interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
What if, folks? First, let's hear from Marion.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know if it was allowed, but I connected to a dog.
That's definitely allowed.
Yeah, I had an Afghan hound, and she was beautiful. And they're related to greyhounds. They're in the same class, and she could run. And we would take her to like a baseball diamond with other dogs, with our neighbors and stuff, and they'd run. And the dogs chasing her would actually whine because they couldn't catch up with her because she was so fast. And it was like, when you said connect with somebody you love, automatically I connected with her and I could see her running,
Oh, that's great. That's great. And what it does, I mean, you can look at your energy you got from thinking of your beloved dog was sending you that energy back. And it was just, that's cool. Yeah, thank you for that.
What if this cosmic connectivity that we have, that quantum physics calls entanglement, but we'll call it cosmic connectivity that we have, what if we use that to connect with, even though we don't know the names of our past incarnations? Everybody has both a positive and negative karma. What if we connect with our past incarnations, the group of them, and send them healing and send them enlightenment? And then at some point, then affirm that we'll begin feeling the positive aspects of that in our current incarnation. What if that's very positive? I'm convinced it is,
I guess so.
because that cosmic interconnectivity travels not only through a distance but through time. And I think that we'll begin to learn some things about ourselves, that we don't have as many limitations as we might have thought, because they would have been cleared up in the past, and we came into this life without those limitations. Make sense? Anyway, just give that some thought.
It makes a lot of sense. I love this. This is such a great conversation. Yes, Renee. You're on mute.
Better.
Yes, much
Okay.
better.
When you said web, what popped up was a huge spider web. And you know, these big yellow spiders, they make these huge webs. They cover half a house or whatever, and they're glistening and they shine, and that's what I saw.
Oh, cool.
And in each little compartment, because you know it goes around like this and makes little compartment, little squares, was each of the ones that I cared about. I didn't, somehow they didn't show up in a bunch.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was kind of taken with the idea that every one of these little squares, this thing was huge, was filled.
Wow.
Okay.
And the only gathering that I would say was a gatherer, I don't know, is in one part of the web was the globe. There was
Oh, okay.
like the globe got caught up in the web, the whole globe. And so I that was the only one. But everybody had their own little spot. You know, I thought that was kind of cool.
And amazing, the bigger the web gets, it's still full, so they all
Yes,
kind of connected.
and they've been known to build some doozies, let me tell you.
Which goes back to Sally's quote, there is no sep the only illusion we have is the illusion of separation. Yeah, because that's a good visual for how connected everything is, including the globe. Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Diane.
One of the other things that I really liked about the meditation was the breathing in of positivity from the loved one and then breathing back out the love, because one of my very good friends in particular is going through a very negative time right now. And so most of the time I'm just like, let me not absorb any of that. But this gave me the opportunity to remember her positivity, to lift up her positivity and breathe back to her love. I think to breathe that back into life to her more. So that was really nice.
That thank you, because that was the difference in this particular activity is, because usually when we're sending energy, we're sending, period. But this somebody even who's going through a difficult time, I love the way you frame that, still has that positive energy. And when we bring it out, it helps them. They don't even realize, but what they're going to feel is that surge of energy within them in that moment that you are calling up for them, if you will. So, I'm so glad you experienced that. That's great.
And it's going to make a difference to them because they felt something. Just know, all of you, that that connection was made.
And it really does create the dual, the two-way connection, as opposed to I'm sending, which is, and you're filling, which is bringing you back energy as well, which is a great positive because we can get depleted. I mean, it if we don't, it's just like the Dead Sea, you know, the Dead Sea doesn't have that in that outlet, and so it's gets stuck. Well, that can happen with our energy, so we want the giving, receiving, and this is a great opportunity to do that. Yeah, and if you're worried about somebody particularly, it shifts your thought about them, so you're no longer sending worry energy out. You're actually sending and creating
Help.
love energy and wholeness, which they may need really badly at that moment. Yeah, cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, Allie.
We have someone that participates in our sessions, and I wanted to speak to Marion's comment. This is, whoops, hold on. Come switch.
Oh.
This is Brody, but it's
No.
for some reason,
Oh. Oh, look,
unless
there he
you.
is. There
So those are,
he
yeah, those are Rick's feet. And this was during our meditation this morning. And so if you see, his head is on Rick's feet. And so this is speaking to Marion's comment of that this web extends beyond our human
Yes.
folk.
Don't worry about those legs. I wear a shirt, but I have nothing on else, so it's Zoom, so.
I'm glad you took that picture. Just the feet, then. That's great. Thank you for sharing that, Allie, because that's true. I mean, our connections with our with the animal kingdom is very powerful, whether it's a pet or whether it's just nature, but there is definitely a strong connection
And they're
for
connecting
sure.
with us.
I know how I've seen in Housebox, I've seen his companion showing up occasionally there.
Well, with it's amazing how Brody, who is a very vivacious, active, young man, how when we get into these sessions, his whole energy shifts to match whatever's going on in this group.
That's great. That's great.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it. I love it. I love it.
Well,
it's called family.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely. And connection.
Yep,
Yes.
exactly.
Okay, so Sally's next, and then we're going to do the next one because we want to have enough time for the next activity, which is very powerful. So, Sally.
I don't have to say this then.
Oh, you can say it. Say it. Yes.
It was quickly, Bill brought up a thought when he talked about sending to past lives. And then I was listening to Diane. Anyway, in the morning, I usually send to the all the powers that be here in the United States, then send out love. And I was just thinking, why couldn't we, if it's past lives, why couldn't we send back to times in history good things to kind of make things better now? Do you know what I mean? Like you were saying, making our lives better. Couldn't we do that? Sending good energy back?
Sure.
I see no reason why that wouldn't work.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I think we could definitely do that. And I think that might be a really good idea.
I was just saying, just a thought. Okay.
Confirm that the lessons from it actually take that we get understanding and awareness. Yeah.
Quantum physicists will tell us there's a speed of light, and there's also particles out there that are faster than the speed of light. And so that speed can take our thoughts back many, many centuries because they know no speed limit.
Right, that's true.
Okay, it's a good thing. Instead of saying, woe is us of things going on now, let's just start sending.
Yes, right, because we can make a difference. And that's how we can make a difference. That's one way in which we can do that with what we know. And it does matter. Some people say it's just, just making it up, but it's not. There's research, science is showing us now how powerful this is. So what we're going to do now is this is the thing we're trying that has never been done virtually. So we want to see if any group can do it. This group can. And it's called heart coherent breathing. Right. So what we want to do is walk you through the whole process first so you'll know what's going to happen. Because once we start, nobody's going to say anything. And we're just until we bring you back. We'll bring it back at the end. We'll just say something to bring it back. But I want to describe it very, very clearly so everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing so it makes sense. All right. And Diane mentioned the butterfly effect, and it kind of ties back to the Maharishi effect, the 1%. Have y'all heard that? Where 1%, when some 1% focuses on something, it can change the world. And if you just research, you could just Google 1% or Maharishi effect, and you'll see all the research that's behind it. We didn't want to take time today to go into all of that, but they literally have
It's been
scientific
done.
proof where crime has gone down when groups have done it. And because we have this, I have no idea why in the world this isn't where we focus. But for some reason, it's like we prove it. Okay, it worked. Now let's move back to the old stuff we were doing. It doesn't work. I don't know. But anyway, this kind of is an outgrowth of that. And the purpose of this activity is for this group right here, who's fully present now, for us to create a situation where we are all breathing in sync. All right. So everybody's breathing at the same pace. But this is not something we want to force to happen. We're not going to use a metronome or anything. We're going to do it strictly by our awareness and our energy connection. So the way it's going to work is when we start, we're not going to do it yet. We'll make a clear start for this because I want to see if anybody has any questions. When we start, we're going to recommend you close your eyes and focus on yourself. And the goal is to create a four for a breathing process that's in four counts. It's four counts, four counts, four counts, four counts. Okay, so it's four counts of four. So you're going to breathe into a count of four. You're going to hold for a count of four. You're going to breathe out to a count of four. And then you're just going to sit with that for a count of four. And then you're going to begin again. Breathe in four. Rick, this should be real familiar to you. You all use that too. Breathe into four, hold for four, breathe out for four. Sit for four, just rest with it. And in your mind, you're counting slowly to a count of four. All right. Are there any questions on that part? Does that make sense? Breathe in, hold, exhale, because nobody's going to be counting. You're going to be doing your own count. All right. With your eyes closed. And you'll notice your breathing will probably slow down. You'll be aware of it. You just want to keep it at that till you get real comfortable with that four. With that pace, so you feel like you almost don't even need to count. It just becomes that regular pace. When you feel like you've reached that point, open your eyes but continue doing it and begin to watch the group. And just adjust as you feel so inclined as you bring yourself into sync with the people who are breathing. Now, people are going to open their eyes at different times. So be aware of the people with their eyes open. That's who you're going to be focusing on, but more people will be joining and just continue. And our goal is at the end, this is the picture at the end. You always like to know what success looks like. Success looks like all of us sitting here with our eyes open, doing that four count breathing, and we're all breathing, we're inhaling to the same. It's as if somebody was counting out loud. It's breathing in, exhaling. Sitting and then breathing in again. We're all doing it at the same pace. And what we're going to try, what we're doing to do is make that happen. And we're participating also. So we're involved in this. And we are also very aware of both time and the group. And when we believe we've reached a point where that's happening, we'll say something to encourage everybody to take a nice deep breath, be aware of what you're feeling, and then open, well, our eyes will be open, bring ourselves back to this moment, and we're going to talk about what happened and how you felt and what it was like. And this is a first, so we have no idea what to expect, all right? But we thought it would be a really fun thing to try with our group, and it's a very powerful way to connect with others. In whatever you're working on, particularly this quantum wellness that we talk about, and how we really connect to heal a lot of the healing, Reiki healing, and energy healing, and some of the other healing modalities, all are based on energy and being in sync with the person you're working with. And so, this is a way to develop that ability. And so, we just want to see what happens. Are you all willing to do this? And anybody who doesn't want to do it, that is fine. This is totally by choice. But if you're not going to do it, we'd invite you to turn off your camera while we're doing it so that your breathing doesn't impact what's happening with the group. But you could still watch, but just take your camera off. Okay? Any questions on what we're going to be doing? Everybody feels pretty confident. Okay, this is the last thing we're going to say. And we're just going to invite you to close your eyes first because you want to get yourself in sync first. Judy?
What? So you said first close your eyes and establish your four count breathing. At what point did you say we should open our eyes?
When you feel like you've reached a place where you're real comfortable with your own path,
Okay.
where you almost
Okay.
don't need to count anymore in your head out loud, you just feel
Yeah.
like you've got that rhythm going.
Okay.
Don't have to work at it. That's when you open your eyes to be part of a group because you don't want to be forcing yourself or the group. You just sort of want to then allow, you don't longer have to be counting. You've got
Okay.
the breathing going. Yeah. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
All
That
right. Thank
it's a little
you.
ambiguous, I know, but we're going to see what happens. Yeah. The directions for this activity may change after this experience. We reserve the right to change our mind. Oh, okay. So if we're ready, we're going to start with our eyes closed. And again, everybody's going to be opening their eyes at their own time when they feel their breathing is comfortable. So here we go. Begin. And when you're ready, be aware of how you're feeling, what you're experiencing. Take another deep breath. Bring yourself to this present moment and share what you experienced. Anybody have any experiences from that? Renee.
If we had gone on any longer, I'd have gone to sleep.
It's a very relaxing, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were in sync with everybody? Did you reach that point?
I'm not sure about that. Yeah, not sure. I kept watching, waiting to watch, go up and down, and it wasn't going up and down when I was. So I shut my eyes again and went back, and I felt a little bit more in tune, but not
Not totally. That's
like
fine.
wow,
Yeah. We didn't do it for a long time. It felt long, I know, but it wasn't very long. But yeah, interesting. Sally and then Diane.
I found it very relaxing and rhythmic, kind of. Well, obviously rhythmic, but everything in sync. I did glance just around a little bit, and as I was breathing out, I could see your lips pierced at the same time breathing out. So I thought, well, there's somebody. I tried to see everybody's lips to see if anybody was piercing and blowing out, and I couldn't, but yours I could. So
Good, good. That was kind of like a way for something to for people to
It was very relaxing.
notice people's chests sometimes going in too. Sometimes that would be an awareness of adjustment that we could make. Yeah, thank you for that. Diane.
It was something I really, it's probably the most concentrated I've been on my breath in a long time. So I don't know if relaxing was the word, but very focused would be a word. And I too was kind of looking around once I opened up my eyes. I was like, okay, I was looking for chest rising and stuff like that. And occasionally I would see it, and then I would also realize that because of our technology, that sometimes things lag a little bit, and
That's
so I
right.
could see a little bit of jump and stuff. And so I was like, okay, you can't really depend upon what I'm actually seeing, but I still feel like I was very much in rhythm with at least quite a few of us that I could tell. So that was really neat. And I also kind of wonder if we have all left our mics on so we could also hear each other breathing, because I think when you're in a face-to-face situation, you're not putting earplugs in and doing this exercise, I don't think. So you have a certain ambient awareness of movement of air around you that you can fall in sync to. So I just don't know if that would be beneficial or not.
Oh, that's an interesting awareness, yeah. And I love that thought that we can't always depend, because just use that as a metaphor. We can't always depend on visual what we're seeing. It's what we can energetically feel and be aware of. So that's a really good awareness. Thank you. Yes. Rick and Allie.
So I found it to be extremely relaxing and grounding, but I'm not sure that even Rick and I were in sync on our breathing. I just kind of let go of trying to worry about or think about that. And when I opened my eyes again, I continued to feel very calm and grounded. And I did feel connected with everyone, but to be honest with you, not in terms of the rhythm of breathing. It was more a shared experience than I did kind of what other people said was like looked around for cues of chest moving or whatever. And then I kind of gave up on that idea and just figured we were all experiencing that groundedness, and it didn't really matter whether that was per se in rhythm.
Interesting. Yeah, I love it.
Well, I've got a question for both Rick and Judy. Rick, did Brody and Judy, did your cat's breathing get in sync with yours?
The dog and cat.
He went back to
Well,
bed.
Oh, you went back.
Okay.
He said, "I've had enough of this." Do
Yeah, that's what the cat did too. Cat left pretty early in the process.
Interesting.
I just had to ask.
Yeah, they probably thought we already know this stuff. Let these humans get on with it. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Did anybody? I mean, in terms of shifting, what did? How did you work on the synchronization? I know some of you said you looked for the some kind of a signal, and then what did you do when you saw the signal? Did you try to shift yours to match it, or just slow yours down, not react at all? Okay, because I know a little bit of that I did in the beginning was just looking, and I'd catch somebody I could tell, and I didn't stop and pick up to match. I slowed mine down to be in sync with that, and then it stayed at that level, which was kind of interesting. This size group looking around, it's hard you can, to get everybody. I'm not sure we got everybody, but we got the general feeling of we're connected energetically. Even if we're breathing differently, it kind of goes back to what Diane was saying. If we're doing it a little different, we're all connected at that level of energy, which was really cool. Yeah.
Marion, I saw your hand.
What was I gonna say? I have a tendency to not have that hold between in and out, and so that's what I kept like being diverted by, and not thinking about like what I was supposed to be doing, and so I just kept I'd realize that I wasn't doing that whole thing, and so I'd go back to, so I was kind of confused. Anyway, something Diane brought up that my sister is in a barbershop chorus, and during the pandemic they tried to practice on Zoom, and it didn't work.
Yeah, it's very hard to sing as a
So
group
they
on
ended
Zoom.
up having to send each other tapes, to sing along with, because it was just like, and
It's
I noticed that during Zoom AA meetings, is at the end of the thing you say a prayer together.
That's okay. Yeah, we have found that in on singing and group talking or saying an affirmation together, it's very hard because we are at different vibrations, which is a good reminder that in real life we are different vibrations. And
You can always see the news reporters, when they talk to each other, they have to wait a second
pause.
before they back.
That's a good reminder. Yeah. Thank you for that. And be aware of that pause, because that's the difference between our daily breathing that we breathe to stay alive and the breathing for relaxation, is that holding it between the inhale and the exhale. It has a different impact on our vagus nerve when we do
Oh, okay.
that. And just be aware that Brody and Judy's cat were well aware of pauses.
Pause. Oh my gosh. How? Yes, rescue us.
I had a tendency to, I would start worrying about not being in sync, and I noticed at that time I was leaving the meditation and going, to my smaller self interior, like, am I doing this right? And things like that. So every once in a while, I would notice someone breathing who is a little different than I am. And then I just noticed a tendency to pull me back into, oh my gosh, I'm doing this wrong. So I finally, at one point, I just got to where I just let go of the whole thing, said, well, I'll let the universe guide me to in sync and just let, that's not my job to be perfect. I'll leave that to others more suited. So,
That's a great awareness to have. And all of us have that little perfectionist complex within us that I'm doing it wrong, and I don't want to be the one that doesn't do it, or I don't want to be the one that messes the group up. And so being able to let that go is so important. So if nothing else happened from this, that is a
That's
good
good.
one to recognize, to know that you've got that. But hey, just because it comes in, it doesn't have to pitch a tent. You can let that thought go. So I'm really glad you were able to do that.
And you made a good choice.
Yeah, you made the perfect choice. Because if nothing else, you could say, okay, I'm just going to breathe and let everybody else sync with me. I'm not going to worry about it. And when we all get to that awareness, is when all our breathing would be in sync, when we all really stop trying to make it happen and allow it to happen. And I, again, not sure if it's even feasible to have expected anything from a virtual situation, but what's powerful is several of you mentioned you felt that connection, the energy connection, and the focus. Focusing on not only my own breathing, but how I'm connecting with others, that's a powerful experience.
And for those
It
of you who have,
was. I'm sorry. I was
no.
just going to say it was definitely very soothing and relaxing. That I got there very nice.
Good, good, good.
And for those of you who have the 4-4-4 breathing as a practice, it's a good practice.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very, it's common connect. The common
That's what
connect
it's
is a little
called.
more convoluted
Yeah.
because it's inhale for seven, hold it, or inhale for four, hold it for seven, exhale on eight,
Yeah.
which is fine, but it's hard to remember. The four, four, four,
Is that
four, easy to remember
Yep.
and easier to do. I'm sending everybody our handout for today because it's got a couple more things on it too that you can use. And we just invite you to play with it. For the next couple of weeks, just play with the whole concept of quantum entanglement and how your quantum cosmic connectivity. I like that. I wrote that down. Cosmic connectivity. I really like that one. And how we're interconnected and how can I use that knowing? It's one thing to know it, it's another to use it as an energetic part of our quantum wellness and for ourselves and for the others that we love and for the world. This really, really works.
And for those of you who may play golf, when you hear the word 4-4-4, you may duck three times.
Four, 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 four. All right. So, any final comments anybody wants to make as we wrap up for this session?
Thank you
Everybody
for
feel
this.
good? Feel
This
pretty good
was
with it?
very good. I enjoyed this.
It really helps explain things like our master consciousness, where we share with each other and send energy to each other, that kind of thing. It really helps give science underpinning for what we are doing. And I don't know, I love this. I love this whole concept and how important it is to our wellness and the wellness of the world. So let's take a nice deep breath and feel, just reclaim that energy of that connectiveness that we just felt in our breathing. And know that we are that close to one another every second of every day. That when we feel we are separate or lost or confused, we remember we are never alone. And in that moment, we know we are surrounded with empowering energy. And together, we are truly walking the spiritual path with positive, practical, prosperous feet. We are grateful. And so it is. Blessings.
And so it continues to be.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Huge hugs to everybody. Thank you for being part of today. And anybody who wants to stick around for lunch, we are here for our chat and chew. And it's just been great seeing y'all.
I'm going to say goodbye, everybody. Have a great week.
Yes,
Okay, I got you.
wonderful week, everyone. Ooh.
You
And
too.
everybody stay
I'm
here.
going to stick around for chat and chew.
Good, good, good. All right. I'm gonna
Yep, me too.
let me turn our pause off. I mean our recording off. One moment.